This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's check the economic pulse today. Data on how Russia's war in Ukraine is sending price shocks through everything from energy to food around the world. Now, this is from a World Bank report this week that finds these higher commodity prices could persist. Let's consult the president of the World Bank, David Malpass. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to, David.
We've been covering this ad hoc, wheat, oil, natural gas, metals being affected by Russia's war on Ukraine. But you've been gathering more rigorous data here. What's the outlook for these key things?
This has been big increases, some over 30% year over year. And so it's hitting people in the poorest countries hardest. Yeah. But it also goes along with the other crises that people were facing. It adds up to a very difficult situation.
And it's not particular to first and second quarter of 2022. This is something likely to persist as the year wears on.
It depends a lot on the production around the world. There's a sudden cutoff from Russia of natural gas and of other supplies. The wheat going out of the Black Sea has been a big problem for countries. And so the big variable in my mind is how much new production will come on stream in the major economies. So the U.S., Canada, and China, India.
Now, I didn't need the World Bank to tell me that energy prices are going up, but by your calculation, the last 2 years has seen the biggest jump since 1973, the oil crisis. We're going to have like 1970s-style stagflation around the world? What do we have here?
There could be, and that's a risk, stagflation. That means the combination of slow growth and fast inflation. In the 1970s, the world had been on the gold standard up through 1971, and then suddenly fell off the gold standard. So there was a giant devaluation of the dollar. That's not present now. And so I think there are some scenarios where production will go up, and that will help the inflation rate come down more quickly than what occurred in the 1970s and 80s.
There's been some reporting on a document out of Russia's economy ministry suggesting that with sanctions, Russia's economy could contract 9, 10, maybe 12% this year. But what about Ukraine's economy? Any way to get a sense of the economic damage there?
Both we and the IMF do forecasts on single countries, and so we recently put out a forecast that it could be a 45% reduction in Ukraine. IMF has a slightly smaller reduction, but the reality of it is Ukraine has been invaded and attacked and bombed, and the crops are having trouble getting to market. So this is a giant reduction in the amount of sales of production.
45% could be the contraction in Ukraine. That's an economy cut in half. David Malpass, president of the World Bank, thank you for this.
Thanks.